Well, here I am, Elsa. All my tears are gone now, and so you don't worry about me. And I'm holding Stephanie in my arms. I had to stop just a minute. She'd woken up and was crying, and so I'm going to nurse her for a while. I don't know what's the matter with her tonight. We just can't get her bedded down. I guess she's still a little bit hungry, because she sure is nursing. Can you hear her? Told you she was a little guzzler, didn't I? Oh, goodness. She's just pretty, pretty precious. Her eyes are just so big and bright. And she's beginning to kind of follow images just a little bit. And say, Daddy, I got kind of red eyes because I've been crying. Say, just a minute, the milk's running out. Sometimes the milk comes out so fast and she just can't guzzle it down fast enough. And so it'll... Part of it goes down and part of it comes out around her mouth. And so I always have to put a Kleenex right under her chin to catch it all. But see, I'm so rosy-cheeked and my eyes are so big and brown. Or not brown, rather. They're so big and round. You ought to see them, Elsa. She's just got the biggest old eyes and they're beginning to change. At first you couldn't tell that she had a pupil, but now you can. And I really believe that she'll probably have hazel eyes. Of course, all babies' eyes, I believe, are usually a dark blue like hers were, just so blue that you can hardly see the pupil. But now they're really beginning to change and take on color, and I bet that she'll probably have hazel eyes. And she just is beginning to, if you'll move real slow, she'll follow you. I don't know. I think usually about after 2 weeks, they begin to see a little clearer, and then about a month or so they really, really do. And at about 3 months, usually, is when they start mimicking you. You know, when you smile at them, and then they'll smile. And, of course, it varies. And she just smiles all the time, but everybody says that's gas pains that they're having, and we couldn't figure out why they'd be so funny, you know, and why she'd smile unless it feels so good to get rid of them. But Nova said that they weren't, she told me that they were gas pains, and then she laughed and said, except my children, and said they were always smiling. And then Helen laughed and said, well, that her kids weren't gas pains either, said that they were smiling at the angels is what they were doing. Helen just thinks that this little girl's just pretty much of a hit. She really, really does, and I'm just pretty proud of her, too. And just more people as they come in tell me how much she looks like you. And you can look at her, your picture, and then look at Stephanie, and she's just you made all over again. Just a minute, she's let go and acts like she's not much interested or she's going to cry. Let me see if she'll grab. No, she grabbed hold again. She's such a stout little Dickens, and when I go to nurse her, I have so much trouble here the past 2 days, I guess, because she wants to find it herself, and she doesn't want me guiding her to it like I used to have to do last week. And if she lets go of it, she can get it back in her mouth herself. And when you put her up on your shoulder to burp her, she's just so stout, and she'll just hold her head up, and you really have to watch her. And when I'm bathing her, I turn her over on her tummy, and she just rears up and just moves all around. And Charlene Batwell was here yesterday, and she has 2 little boys, and she just couldn't get over how strong Stephanie was. And of course, I just think she's pretty, you know, a pretty special kid and all this. Sandy and David came by again last night for just a few minutes, and they always come just as she's waking up and I have to feed her, and poor David always has to step out of the room. And John and Gail were here for a little while this afternoon, and Gail told me that if she wanted her to, that next week that she'd come in about Tuesday or so and stay with me for a while. And I said, well, that Terry would be here in the mornings, or go to school in the mornings, but she'd be here in the afternoon, so Gail could just come when she'd like to. And then I told her I had to go to the doctor Friday, to Dr. Benson, for my checkup. And she said, well, she'd either take me and Terry could stay with Stephanie, or vice versa. But she said, the only thing, if I stay with Stephanie, she said, now I can't feed her. And John just died laughing. He said, oh, come on, Gail, be a sport. So, and guess who came this afternoon, too? Jim and Joanne Helton. I hadn't heard a word out of her since I mailed the announcement. So I just knew that they were coming this weekend because she told me that when she was born that they were going to come over. And she has a sister that lives in Lubbock. And so they came and stayed for about 2 hours and then left and were going to spend the night in Lubbock. She said they might come back by tomorrow. They brought their Polaroid and had colored film in it, took pictures of Stephanie and, of course, for them to keep. And I was just real tickled. Jim just, would just look at her. And she didn't wake up till just before they left, so they barely did get a picture. So I do hope maybe tomorrow they might stop back by. Like I said, I think your folks are going to come maybe tomorrow after lunch. By the way, I'd forgotten. I told them I'd call them tonight. They were going to Hereford for some reason today. So I told them I'd call them tonight later on and let them know if Daddy came in. And he came in today about noon, I guess. And I tried to rest on and off, but Jim and Joanne came. And then I came back to rest, and John and Gail came, and I heard them. But I thought, well, now they can come anytime, and I need my rest. So I'm just going to go ahead and play like I'm asleep. And then about that time, Dr. Trammell's wife came. And she hadn't seen Stephanie, and so Mother came in to see if I was awake. So I got up so that she could come in and see her, because it was so sweet of her to come. And then I went in and visited with John and Gail for a few minutes. And then after that, when Stephanie woke up and I fed her, well, Daddy came in, and we finally got him to sit in the rocker and hold her. He is talking real hoarse. I don't think he has a cold. He's just lost his voice, but he was afraid he might give her something. And I said, well, I don't think you will. I don't really think you have anything catching, so you sit down here and let me get a picture of you to send to Elsa, because I've gotten one of your mother and of Doc and several others on my Instamatic. The Polaroids I sent you were too dark, but I got some of them on the Instamatic too. And so I said, so you sit down here and let me take a picture of you. So he grinned real big, and he just sat and talked to her and played with her, and it was just real, real sweet. Well, I'll finish feeding Stephanie, and then I'll come back and finish this tape out to you, because I want the end of this to be very, very special. If you hear something in the background, that's your lovely little daughter. I finished feeding her, and I've rocked her, and she was nearly asleep. And I put her in her bassinet, and now she's fussing again. And she really has a little temper, and there's not anything wrong with her except she wants to be handled. So you just listen to her cry while I talk to you. I just have a tiny, tiny bit left on the tape, and I just wanted to tell you how very, very, very much I love you, Elsa Lynn. You just mean the world to me. Stephanie is so precious, and I'm so proud of you, because I know what type of a father that you're going to make. Do send me a tape soon.